Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time Out, where you can discover some original music and classic music from the 60s, 70s, and even now.
Thank you for everything.
anybody out there.
I try to find a selection of songs, older songs that got overlooked or I hadn't heard before. So it's kind of like old new songs, because some of these are like new songs to me. I'm coming across songs that I missed them, and I didn't hear it in the 80s. I thought one of them was when it just came out not too long ago. So turned out it came out in the 80s, and that so. That's what I do. That's my time really searching a lot of that stuff and what I think is overlooked. And it's in that 70s. So if you're looking for some new old songs that maybe you hadn't heard, you can check out the selection we're playing here. And also I'm going to throw in a few sound clips. And then we'll do the 1900s yesterday after...
It never
apologize for the quality of the sound on these. I'm using a new device that I'm recording through, and I went to go back and put the master sound down. It was recorded a bit too high, and it sounds like it's coming out kind of distorted and not really as... I believe I can give you a better recording on the next podcast, so we'll work on that between now and next week. So, anyway, and see if you ever heard this sound before.
My name is A2Z on 98. KZEW, Dallas, Fort Worth.
We got to here. I mean, it was amazing. We had this Montreux house, and it was sunshine.
Bel-Air.
Bel-Air, yes, right. So, and, you know, meeting Elvis, and then we're around this house.
Oh, that's strange.
Meeting Elvis?
Yeah.
The first time I met Elvis.
That's the old
way. He was, it was very weird. He was the king, and he turned my head around. I always thank him for being born, you know, because I was into Johnny Ray, which I loved. He always made me cry with Little White Cloud that cried. I was always a crier. Christ, I whinge over anything. So then Elvis came up. He was like the first teenager rock and roller for me. Because Bill Haley, I love Bill Haley, but he was always like your dad, you know? But he played good music. So all the rockers seemed to be a bit like your dad. Elvis was sort of the first teenagers, you know, besides Frankie Lyman, and it got into all that. But Elvis was the biggie, right? And he was a teenager, and all the great stories where he was, you know, they wouldn't show him on the Sullivan Show below the waist, which was a drag. I went to see him in Vegas and thought he was stiff as a board. But the other one, this great meat, so it's the Fab Four meat, Elvis.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. What's on my mind? I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. And she touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
We're all a bit nervous, you know, you get a bit edgy, and he probably was a bit edgy. So we go in, he always had these football players with him. I never understood that.
Bodyguards.
Well, no, bodyguards and football, they're always playing football, you know. I said, why isn't he playing music? What's he been playing football again? So we walk in and he's playing bass to the television.
What was on the television?
Well, I don't know, you know, Dragnet or something. I don't know what was on, some program. It wasn't, you know, a musical show. I remember that. And I mean, I remember going through this weirdness. Hello, he's playing bass to the television. You know? But it's probably just a way of him getting out of his nervousness. I don't know. But that was always a story that stuck in my mind, a story and incident.
Take time, I know it, but in a
Welcome to Time Out, where you can discover some original music and classic music from the 60s, 70s, and even now. From label bands that you might know, we are always looking to find songs with powerful lyrics and uplifting. The phone lines are always open for your opinion and suggestions.
We'll be right back. nothing but a woman, nothing but a woman, yeah, yeah. Anytime I got a woman, things can't be too bad. But a woman.
about to L.A. Tooling along in my Chevrolet, poking on the number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Nah, you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green jeans. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. They all started laughing and I felt kind of sick, and I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pinko fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't went around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there sipping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had the gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody would think I'd flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
recording of this. I appreciate it. Anyway, next week I hope to do a lot clearer show. We'll go through and re-record the show. The song's a lot clearer. We can do a better job in this. They got a lot of echo and sound in them. So, but anyways, we're getting close to the end here. This one before we change over to the 1900, which is what I'll do in the second hour here. Next Sunday night, July the 30th, my local voter education program is one that if you know anybody that have children in school, I tell you, if you have children, don't have children, you should tune in next Sunday night on the 30th. For this one, we have some guests on to talk about the school books they discovered in the children's library. And I'll tell you, it's shocking. I was at the school board meeting the other night, and the woman was reading what was in the book, and one of the board members asked her to stop reading. That was inappropriate. And everybody's trying, you know, really giving the board member a hard time, saying, well, the kids are reading it, you know. So what's going on in our schools? We better pay attention, okay? And also our guest on Sunday night will be Jessica Wallace, from a former reporter for the Fort Worth Weekly, has been really going heavy on this election in Florida that's going on, and I have got a suit filed for a contest election, too, so there's a lot going on in the election that we need to take a look at here locally in Tarrant County. And the other topic is Reggie, a friend of mine. He's been at this for several years. He's had a lawsuit against Frito-Lay, and it looks like it's maybe starting to develop into something here. So we'll have Reggie on and learn about why he has a lawsuit against Frito-Lay and how big of a company that is and what's going on there. And the election, and definitely about the schools. Sunday night, July the 30th, right here at the same channel, fwdistrict5.com. You can Google it or Blog Talk Radio it and get information there. So, before we change out of this, I'll leave you with this one, if we can stand the recording of it.
Welcome to 1900 Yesterday, music from the beginning of time. Songs that are in tune with the same category and style of pieces with some of today's local news and yesterday's news. You are listening to SWDistrict5.com.
Today. The German war is therefore at an end. After years of intense preparation, Germany hurled herself on Poland at the beginning of September 1939. And in pursuance of our guarantee to Poland, and in common with the French Republic, Great Britain, the British Empire, and Commonwealth of Nations, declared war upon this foul aggression.
Oder Hass untereinander. Wird gepflegt von ganz bestimmten Interessenten. Es ist eine kleine, wurzellose, internationale Clique, die die Völker gegeneinander hetzt, die nicht will, dass sie zur Ruhe kommen. Es sind das die Menschen.
The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest gun. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And if a British seaman, he knew and understood, they had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees.
We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world is
town.
But when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day,
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck,
was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship for sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
The engine decks are running, boys, there's been no guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet, they turned those bows around.
We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship
is just a memory. Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas.
We found that German battleship for making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck around him and we flung those guns around, yeah.
We found that mighty Bismarck and the gun we cut her down. We found that German battleship for making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running, then we flung those guns around.
We found the mighty Bismarck, and then we cut her down.
When when I was 17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the light on the village green. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with all that perfume. thank you.
just about to kiss you when you came in and turned on the light. Go away, gotta hang a big sign, please do not disturb sign on that foolhardy mind. Until I find out how everything comes out, I don't want anyone about, so go away. Can't you see I'm dreaming?
Him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he was kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above," and 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down, then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Millionaire, spending my money, I didn't care. Taking my friends out for a mighty good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Then I began to fall so low. Couldn't find me no friends. Had no place to go. got one penny, and your friends, you didn't have any. Just as soon as you get up on your feet again, here they all come. They say that they're your long lost friends. Oh Lord, without a doubt, nobody wants you. Nobody needs you. Nobody wants you when you're down and out. I say, nobody wants you. Nobody needs you.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me.
I feel so good.
so good.
to buy a dream. I found that it can't come true. You'll find that it may for you. Would you like to buy a dream? Would you like to try a dream? It tells of a perfect love, the one I've been dreaming of. Would you like to buy a dream? Dreams, I'd rather have reality. Love, tell me what good are dreams to me. Take my dream and set me free. Although it is heavenly, it just wasn't meant for me. Would you like to buy a dream?
Yesterday, my call letters would be FW, District 5, the number 5.com. You can Google that or put it in the Blog Talk Radio search bar. And we have a show coming up Sunday night. I mostly cover local politics in Fort Worth and really have some interest, even if you don't live in Fort Worth. The topic we have coming up on the local voter education Sunday night is something that people need to tune into, what's going on in our schools and our school libraries and what these kids are being exposed to. So you might want to check it out for Sunday night, July the 30th. We have a show. We start at 7 till 9. So fwdistrict5.com. You can Google that and find all the information on the website. And I'll tell you what, I have a song here queued up for speaking of our local government. Here's one for the council and the mayor, Maddie Parker, and our city council members. We'll play this one for them, okay?
Thank you.
Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Torino would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Torino, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden.
1900 yesterday, and we're getting close to the end here. What we have going on, or what we're going to have going on, trying to go on it in October, we're trying to almost start putting out leaflets and more information. I haven't got it all quite organized yet, but we're working on it, to put back our rights to speak at City Council. This comes up on the Fort Worth City Council agenda sometime in November or December. And if we can get enough people to tell City Council to vote no, put it back the way it was before Maddie Parker got in, that's all we got to do is vote no, and it'll set the clock back the way it was before she messed everything up here. Council has just rearranged the whole agenda to fit their own personal needs and has not done the job they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be serving the city, and they're not doing it. And it's a combination of things I've learned, you know. It's the people. We have a responsibility to control our local government, but we're not taught to do that. And so, like I said, it's a combination of things that we're trying to change. I do a local voter education program on Sunday night, 7 to 9. You can find us at fwdistrict5.com. But anyway, this next song leads off to what I was talking about. Our right to speak is the First Amendment, and they took away the public presentation at City Council agenda. Now, you got to ask, what kind of mayor and council would do that? It had to be a rotten council and mayor that would do that to the people, and this council and mayor is rotten to the core. So, and the only antidote for this poison we have downtown is the people. So, and out of a million people here in Fort Worth, it wouldn't take but just 100 to rattle that cage. So anyway, let's hope this song inspire a few people, and let's see if we can, you know, that's what we need to teach in school, the amendments, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Third Amendment. Kids need to know this in school, and they're not taught this. So this involves our First Amendment, what these people fought for.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British bum, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up the squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Go down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
tomorrow.